Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to In Transit Radio, live from Whittier, California. I am live at the station right now with band Electric Parlor. How are you guys? You guys good. Are finally here.
We're doing great. Really excited to be here.
I will not lie to you guys. I have been waiting all week for you guys to come on.
Yeah.
I love your online stuff.
I've been like so anxious about coming on here, but I'm so excited that it's like,
she gets
it's happening.
Quick,
so. Yes, yeah.
Does this happen like before every show?
For me, it does.
I'm just like, so anxious.
Yeah, it does. It's something that I can't quite
control.
Harness. Yeah, I can't control. I have a routine of warming my voice up, but in terms of my nerves, I kind of just have to write it out, and when it's time to be on, it's time to be on.
I'm the same way. You would expect me to be a little bit different because mm-hmm. I'm in radio, mm-hmm. but I'm really quiet when I'm not at the station or live, but I'm completely like
the opposite.
You had a
good radio voice coming into this.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Switched it on.
So let's introduce you guys. I want everybody to know your names. Let's go, I guess, left to right, or your left. My left is different.
Your right? Your right, my left.
Let's just start off with you. Yeah, you first.
Oh,
sorry. It's a little bit low on the mic.
Am I close enough? Cool.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
We are. My name is Josh, the bass player.
Where are you from, Josh?
Where am I from? from New Jersey, all the way from that little tiny state over there. Mm. Made famous by the Jersey Shore, of course.
Is that by Nevada?
by Nevada.
Almost.
That's by Scotland, right?
Yeah.
Great.
There's a world map outside and you guys are saying those things. I can't believe it. My name is Zach and I play the drums. And I'm from St. Louis. Thanks,
go.
Josh. I'm from St. Louis.
Hey, figured I'd return the favor. Gentlemanly thing to do.
Missouri. You know? Yes.
My name's Monique and I sing. I'm from Los Angeles, California. Right here.
My name's Chris, I play guitar, and I'm from Texas.
Great, wow. So you guys are from all over the mm-hmm. the
yeah,
country then, right?
Mm-hmm.
All over.
Now, as I understand it, you guys just happened to meet here in L.A. because all of you had that same passion of starting a rock and roll band.
That's right. Absolutely right.
And were you guys surprised by it? Well, I don't know if that happens a lot or out there, but did you guys meet any other people that had that same passion that's like, hey,
well,
you know?
I think we all, Josh, myself, and Chris, we all kind of moved out here within the first, around the same time, actually, before we knew each other. And then Chris had Craigslist ads. I had a Craigslist ads. We both went through a couple other people that we found on Craigslist that didn't quite work out, and so we found each other, and then Monique and Chris got together first, and then I came into the fold, then Josh. But I think we got kind of lucky finding each other online like that, really.
That's
really
cool.
Lucky.
But it took a while.
It's always hit or miss.
Yes, yeah. It definitely is.
Had some interesting experiences with some people.
You guys aren't ever like scared that one day you'll meet with like a random
somebody
murderer
better?
Or no, somebody better.
No, we always joke about that. Actually, we're all
yeah,
still
we
alive.
Do. Definitely, I'm just like, I found my guitar player on Craigslist and I didn't get chopped up.
It's an added plus every time.
Yes,
I think
it makes
it all the worthwhile.
Mm. Yes, absolutely. The risk is worth the reward.
The last band we had last week, they had different interests and genres. Are you guys the same? Are each one of you different?
Yes, and I have different contemporary interests, I think, than some of the other band members, but we have a common, we have a shared passion, I guess, for like bluesy rock and roll,
yeah,
but we do have differences in tastes and styles.
There's a common thread between all four of us.
Mm.
That's cool. And what inspires you guys to keep on playing, you know, bluesy and rock and roll? And
I think it feeds our soul. That sounds kind of cheesy, but really it does. And it's like when we don't play, we feel it. And when we do play, I don't know, it's just like rays of sunshine.
Rays of sunshine.
Yes. At least that's how I feel.
In your lovely world.
Whatever you had before the show, you obviously didn't share with me because my world isn't filled with ponies right now. Or
unicorns.
Yeah.
It's a funny way
sunshine.
To describe blues, too.
Yeah.
Sunshine. What does your material usually consist of? Is it one just like heartbreak songs, or is it more of going out and discovering what life is about? Trying new things? Does it vary, or is it very random?
We have one love song, I guess. Two love songs.
I think all of our songs incorporate life experiences we've had throughout our lives, really, good and bad, relationship, family. We kind of touch on all those things, although lyrically they might not be said literally. I think we all feed into the same emotions when we play and when we write.
Wow. And is it always a battle when you guys are composing together as a group, or is it more of, okay, so I have this idea and we're just going to do it flat out, just we're going to play it?
It's definitely not a battle. It usually starts with Chris. He has like a guitar riff, or maybe Monique has some lyrics, and we'll jam on it. And Josh will come and we'll all jam on it together. And from that, we kind of get different arrangements, different sounds, different
feelings. I love how Zach is doing like air guitar.
No, air guitar.
So rad.
It's on my repertoire eventually.
You're the drummer.
I do air guitar in my spare time. It's fantastic. So, like I was saying.
Oh, there he goes again.
Yeah. So anyway, all that comes together and we eventually get a song out of it that we're happy about or proud of.
I think that's why we work so well together. We've been kind of around the block and back in terms of like being in bands and stuff, and there's a certain kind of maturity I guess you get from that experience, and so we respect each other, and sometimes I get really angry and storm off and slam the door. No, just kidding. I don't
slam the door.
But yeah, it's a pretty even playing field. We all put our 2 cents in. It's awesome.
So it's like a democracy overall.
Absolutely.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes. Sometimes, other times, just...
No, most of the time it is.
Tell us about the first song that we're about to hear right now off of the album.
First song is Reckless, and it's actually airing in an ESPN promo right now in some of the international markets for the Barclays League. And it's going to be coming to an end of this month, so next week. But that was one of our first songs we wrote, I want to say. I didn't write it, sorry, I slept it.
And what inspired
it?
I didn't write anything. I write drum parts, boom, bop, boom, bop, boom.
What inspired Reckless?
Behavior as such.
Behavior in the past.
Being adolescent.
Sure. Definitely, and just, I don't know, having a head full of hot air and just kind of having fun and, you know, not having much regard for anything, really, which I think everybody kind of experiences at one point.
It's kind of that time period where you feel invincible.
But you're really not.
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah.
All right, you guys are listening to In Transit Radio, your number one spot for underground talent. We got musicians, filmmakers, artists, and more. And you can see all of our material and blog posts on intransitradiola.com. We're in the station right now with Electric Parlor, and here is Reckless.
Baby, I wanna get reckless, yeah, yeah, do. Mr. Brian, the engineer, what exactly are you doing in the booth there?
I am preparing for the Security Guy Radio rap party.
Oh, very good. How many people have replied?
Yeah, me.
Just you?
Yes.
That will not do. We need a photo booth. I want you to go to treasuredphotobooth.com. That's treasuredphotobooth.com. And get us a package that includes 4 hours of use, unlimited photos, unlimited videos, a booth attendant, a digital copy of all the images and videos from the event, your custom design name and date incorporated on all your photos and prints, and a great big box of silly props. Let me give them a call.
Hey, it worked.
Well, of course it did, Mr. Brian. Give our friends a call today at 818-934-0706. That's 818-934-0706. And be sure to mention you heard it on securityguyradio.com. Treasuredphotobooths.com. That's treasuredphotobooths.com.
Los Pollos, home of flavor down to the bone chicken. As we say in Spanish, el sabor hasta el último huesito. At Los Pollos, we serve delicious Cuban/Mexican marinated chicken. We are cooking our chickens in rotisserie ovens to give you a well-seasoned, well-marinated, well-cooked, delicious chicken. We have three locations to serve you. In the city of Bell, we are located in 6201 Atlantic Avenue on the corner of Randolph and Atlantic. In the city of East LA, we are located on 5161 Pomona Boulevard on the corner of Atlantic and Pomona Boulevard. And in the city of Downey, we are located on 7940 East Florence Avenue in the corner of Paramount and Florence. Come to Los Pollos and experience the most delicious chicken that you'll ever have the pleasure of eating.
Hey there, we're Electric Parlor, and you're listening to In Transit Radio, Adrenaline Radio.
Kind of fumble there a little bit.
It was
nailed
intentional.
It.
Hey guys, we're live right now in Whittier, California. I'm sitting with Electric Parlor, a great blues rock band from here in Los Angeles. Actually, they're across the country. Do you guys have any sort of crazy road stories that you guys will never, ever, ever forget?
I don't think it's a road story other than my first gig with these guys at the House of Blues in Hollywood. Yeah. That was kind of a that was a trip.
Let's hear that one.
The PG rated one?
Yeah, the one for the little kids.
Oh, Monique can handle that.
What?
Well, it was New Year's Eve out there in the strip, so obviously there's a lot of crazy
shenanigans.
Yeah, shenanigans going on. So like we did our gig, there was a few people there. I don't know, there was a guy outside who was partaking in some recreational activity, and then he passed out right there on the bench, and Monique busted into nurse mode pretty much and revived the guy with CPR, was it? Where you you're pushing on his chest and singing the Bee Gees too on top?
I didn't get cooties. Yeah.
You weren't freaked out at all by this? You were just like, all right, time to get to work.
Yeah.
It's funny because it's just one of those things that's instinctive. And I guess my husband was at the head of this gentleman's head, and I was like, hold the head. And he's like, his mouth's turning blue. And I was like, I got to do mouth to mouth. And this was all in like 30 seconds. Not even 30 seconds. So I had to just dive in. And
did you?
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, what?
Did you go mouth to mouth?
Yes, I did. Of course. Well, that's why he lived.
Obviously.
Hello. This not do. I'm just kidding.
Well, it turns out, though, so a couple hours later, so the guy gets up. The cops are there. They ran him through the test. He was fine. So, I mean, he wasn't fine, but he said he was fine.
He just got up and he was like, I'm
cool.
Yeah,
well, two hours later.
He didn't know what happened.
No.
He wanted to punch me.
Are you serious?
When he was coming to. He wanted to punch me.
But he came back as a limo driver and picked up his friend. So
he went to the back, put on his suit, just
that's
another day
DD
at work.
For the night. It was
He's
a guy
a good
who two
deal.
Hours ago passed out.
He didn't give you any reward or anything? Or?
No, I mean, I didn't expect anything anyway. I was just more annoyed, like, dude, are you for real right now, passing out here? I'm trying to have
a good
time.
I just remember looking over and hearing Monique yell, wake up, mother
wake up,
trucker.
Slap.
Yeah. Wake up, mother trucker.
Yeah, he woke up, he sat up, and he swung, and I was just like Matrix, like, and I was, you know, I kind of shook him, and he just looked dazed, and he didn't know what happened. He was confused. So I don't know. It's not the first time I do CPR, and I guess, I don't know, I was just blessed with my mom's nerves of steel, I guess.
Well, and for our listeners, Monique's a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A school nurse, actually, which
yes,
is
I am.
Pretty rad that you go and you're a school nurse, and then at nights you're playing a rock show somewhere.
It's pretty cool because I have my kids. I just colored my hair, and one of my kids came in, and they're like, "You look like a Skittle." I had another kid that was like, "Your head looks like striped cotton candy." I was like, "Oh, well, thank you." So I don't think they expect it because I'm like, I'm Nurse Monique at school, you know. So when they hear at all. I don't talk about it, but if they hear about it from my coworkers, or they just trip out. They can't. I don't think they can imagine the two, you know.
Yeah, but it's pretty rad. It's like a superpower almost. Like, no, I'm pretty no. sure
you come to a phone booth and get changed.
It's for our own well-being if we do anything really stupid down the line. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'll just look the other way. I'll be like, "We need a nurse in the room. That's down." Remember that time I didn't like you? No, yeah. I'm just kidding. I love you, Jack.
I myself have a CPR card, but I dread the day I actually have to use it because, to be honest, I haven't. I've taken the course. Mm-hmm. But that was like a year ago.
Well, I hope I'm not the guy who got to do CPR.
I hope so too. I really do hope so. But have you ever like been in that moment where you're just like, I really don't want to do this right now, but I have to because it's something that it's
us,
something
that we have to go
you know.
To.
I
you
should.
Know what? I can't recall a time wherever that I didn't want to help. If anything, I was more annoyed because there were people in my way, which sounds really jerky of me.
But, get out of my way.
Really? No, I mean, it's one of those things where you just get like Zoom mode and you know what to do and you do your job and that's it. If they wake up, that's the best part. So that's the best experience, is just knowing that it works. So now when people are like, "You need to renew your CPR card," I'm like, "It works. I did it. I've done it.
I love it too, because when I took the course, they actually told us, you know, you can do CPR, but the chances of the person actually coming back, it's actually pretty slim to none.
Yeah.
The statistics actually show it's slim to none. So you did the impossible. Good job. Great job.
Oh, man. No. Thank you.
Have you ever thought about writing a song about it?
I don't think so. I don't think I have actually. I don't know what I would say. Like,
about it.
Yeah, I have no idea how I would put that into lyrics. Like,
you never got the guy's name.
No, I didn't. I didn't even know the guy's name.
He's probably drunk somewhere. Yeah. As
driving
we speak.
I just
right
hope somebody was there.
He's
the
Uber
next
driver
time.
Now.
Yes.
That is insane.
Was he Uber driver earlier?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's talk more about your last album that you guys recorded. How did that turn out? Did it reach your expectations, or was it more of, "Well, we could have done more, we could have done less, we should have tried this out more"?
It's kind of hard. I mean, first of all, we're working within these constraints of a budget and time, you know, and in that constraint, is there more we wanted to do with it? Probably, yeah, but we did the best we could with the situation we're in at the time. With the songs, but we do feel comfortable and very confident in the fact that that album is a good representation of that moment in time for us last summer with the music. I mean, we've jammed on these songs so much more afterwards that from a personal standpoint as a drummer, you know, I listen to it sometimes and kind of cringe thinking I could have did more or better or more solid because we're playing it so much better now and different. But, you know, you can't go back and re-record. You got to be happy with it, and we are, so...
You know, I'm surprised. A lot of the artists I speak to, they all say the same thing, that they're never really satisfied. And I think that's just an artist thing where it's like, I'm really never 100% satisfied with anything. Even, you know, with this radio show, I'm never 100% satisfied. It could be the greatest show so far, but I'm just like, it's trash.
You gotta get to the point and just cut it and go, that's it.
Moving
on. Yeah, moving on to the next one.
Published.
So we did it. Analog to tape, right?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, that feeling keeps you wanting to keep going and work harder and make it better next time. So,
which our new stuff is really good.
Oh, man. When is your new stuff coming out?
Can't talk about it right now. Okay. We don't know. Yeah, it's all on our phones, recorded.
Maybe in the fall we'll have something rough at least.
It could be anywhere in the next 6 months,
yeah.
Maybe the next year, two, three.
You guys have to give me a sneak peek.
Not that long.
Oh, for sure.
I have my phone
right
here.
It won't be a Chinese democracy.
No, yeah.
What's this next song that we're about to listen to?
I believe it's Bitter.
Bitter?
Bitter, yeah.
All right, we're going to play Bitter right now for our listeners. I really want to hear it too.
I haven't heard it since on my drive over here, actually. So
20 minutes ago.
20, 30 minutes ago. So let's hear it. Here's Bitter by Electric Parlor. Monique, is that all you on vocals?
Yes, it is.
I would have never expected to hear that from you. But it's like, it's more, I mean that more of a compliment mm-hmm. than anything else.
That's how I take it. Thank you.
They're amazing vocals.
Wow, thank you so much.
I'm pretty sure live, is it more of a challenge for you to get into that mindset when you're live?
You know what? I don't think so. I think hearing my bandmates play the music, it kind of like, puts me in a space, in a...
Nurse space or that...
No, I'd run away if I was in nurse space. I'd be like, gotta go. It puts me in the singing space. And I like, harness my chi. No, I'm just kidding. They really help me get into that tap into that vocal realm that I have, I guess, if you want to call it that. The music is really what drives whatever I do on the songs.
Solid. You guys are filming a music video this weekend.
Yes, correct. We are.
For what song?
Last Battle.
Last Battle, which is the next track we are going to hear from you guys
yes.
in a bit. But how did that form, or what do you guys expect from that music video?
It's a pretty angsty, protesty kind of song, so we're trying to capture that vibe as well as we can.
The whole concept in the video, we're shooting it at a rehearsal studio, is we'll have a projector. All the lights turned off, we have some backlighting, but a projector on the wall. We have white tarps hanging up. So that's we're going to play in front of that. And the footage we're going to show on those, the white drapes that we hung, are just, we all kind of researched some old, I don't know, protest videos. Because to me, anyway, the song is kind of more about equality, I guess, and fighting for that. So we kind of have different images and different lights and colors, sounds that's going to correlate to that. It's going to look pretty cool.
I'm really excited about
I'm
that.
I'm very excited, yeah. too. It sounds really,
really awesome.
It's like
a more
really
angsty
awesome.
Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
Yes, it's that like kind of thing angry Pink
Floyd. Cannot wait. What is the best way your fan base can stay up to date with all this Electric Parlor news?
Facebook, Twitter. We're on Instagram also, and also on our website too, but probably Facebook and Twitter would be the quickest.
And what's your website?
ElectricParlorMusic.com. Don't know why I said that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, where is it?
.com.
.com. Great. And for all of our listeners currently listening to In Transit right now, if you guys ever have any questions about where you can visit all their links all at once, it's going to be on intransitradiola.com. We have all of Electric Parlor's links all on one page for you. Makes it really convenient
yes.
to just log on there, click, add, follow, share, go back and do that with all their social media pages. Makes it really super convenient for everybody. And again, that website is intransitradiola.com. Thank you guys so much for coming
Thank
to
you.
The station.
Thank you. For
Thank you.
Us.
Thank you.
Oh, it's a dream come true to finally
it's
like,
a privilege.
Talk to you guys. pick so your brains sweet. About your music because I really do love what you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Vocally
Thanks for having
and
us.
Instrumentally. Sure. Thank you guys for coming. And this next song is called Last Battle. And again, this is Electric Parlor.
Hi, this is Patty Sharkey of Sharkey HR Radio, where we're putting human back into resources. Every Tuesday here at AdrenalineRadio.com between 11 and 12 p.m. I know the workplace can be kind of scary, but we're hoping that this is a safe environment to call in your questions. You don't even have to say your real name. How fabulous is that? So give me a call or email me at SharkeyHR@iCloud.com, and I'd love to help you start to understand the workplace maybe just a little bit better. I'm here to listen to your questions and hopefully help you go through the system. Tuesdays, 11 to 12 on AdrenalineRadio.com. And I really hope to hear from you. Thanks so much.
Wow. We are back. We just had Electric Parlor on the show. Amazing, amazing band. Again, you guys can follow Electric Parlor and more talent on intransitradio.la.com. We are also live every Wednesdays on adrenalineradio.com as well at 1. Now I am sitting in the station with another really great band, Vigester.
Yeah.
My goodness. You guys nail it. Every time.
Gracias, amigo.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate that.
Thank you. How was your drive? I didn't ask the other band. I always like asking this question. How was your drive over here?
Kyle, how was your drive?
It wasn't bad. It was peaceful. My dad lives just, you know, a couple of blocks away, so I know the drive really well. Yeah, I was just like right here. I was like, I know where I'm at. Jaime had a great time on his new bike.
Oh, dude. Yeah, it took off. I did 1,000 miles an hour. I jumped over several cats. Cliff, how was yours? I was following this guy, too, so I had to make sure it was safe.
I was nervous for him because it was the first time I seen him on a bike, and I was all, like, sweating. I'm like, can I make it?
Let's go down the line. Let's find out who's behind Vigester.
All right.
My name is Kyle. I am lead vocals and guitars.
Cool. Hey, my name is Jaime. I play the bajo, the bass guitar.
My name is Clifaro, and I play drums and backup vocals.
Jaime, I have no clue you actually drove a motorcycle. How is that?
It's just like your heart's racing and your eyes are moving. You feel the energy coming up through you. V-twin engine, 930 cc's of energy. Pure bliss, my friend. It's beautiful.
Sounds like death on wheels.
Yeah, man. You got to ride painful. The edge of death,
don't
man.
That. That's right.
I know. Are you ever scared driving a motorcycle, two-wheeler?
I'm not really scared. I'm just always have to keep my eyes open, looking out for people trying to smash into me, trying to make turns. No one uses a blinker. It's standard on all most American vehicles.
LA? But why?
No, nah, man, don't have the fear. You hesitate, and that's the problem, so just don't do that. I really drive 5 miles an hour, if my mom's listening, only 5 miles an hour in the parking lots.
All times.
I like how he looks at me when he says no one uses a blinker.
No one uses a blinker, and no one uses the brakes.
Oh, man.
Rowdy, yeah, well, how?
That time.
How did you guys choose out your name, Vigester? Am I saying it right? Is there a pause or Vi?
It's
pause,
two words.
Or
yeah, no, it's two words. Vigester is something that I came up with to describe how I feel people should kind of approach their lives and society in general, like what we need to do to change our perspective of the world and what's going on. So Vi is a term, because I'm into like boxing and competitive sports. Vi is a word that they use for prize fighting. It's like you say, I'm vying for a title. So it means to compete, basically. And jester is, you know, a clown. Most people know what a jester is. But back in the old days, like in medieval times and stuff like that, the jester wasn't just like the fool that we think of it in modern times. He was also like almost in a political sense, someone to bring awareness to things that weren't acceptable to talk about. So it was like what comedians are today, how they would make fun of things that are either like politically incorrect or, you know what I'm saying? So,
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what the meaning of the term is.
I have never heard anybody describe anything like that before. Great job. How long did it take you to come up with that?
That's a good question, man. I don't know. I
kind of just came to you.
It kind of just came to me because it's something that Cliff and I, being in a band for almost 20 years together now, it's something that we have always felt we wanted to represent in general. You know, we've always wanted to represent awareness of political things, of just world, you know, injustices. We're big fans of like Rage Against the Machine, so you know what I'm saying. So that's kind of what that's all
come
about.
With it now.
Yeah, exactly.
Sir Champion, have you heard his stuff?
Who's that?
Surge Tank.
Oh, yeah, of course. Exactly. Same idea. System of a Down. That's the same idea. So you got like Rage Against the Machine, System of a Down, and Vi Jester. Although Vi Jester doesn't roll off the tongue quite as nice because most people don't know what Vi means. Right. It's along that same vein.
Right. You have to educate.
We don't really talk about like specific political groups in the lyrics.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a lot of symbolism. For like the state of humanity and society.
We're more symbolic like Tool, like Cliff was saying. It's definitely more symbolic. So yeah, we set ourselves apart from, you know, Rage and System in that sense. But I would like to actually on like the newer albums get a little bit more specific on certain stuff because I feel like people need it. You know, there hasn't been a straightforward political band in a long time.
It's true. And I love political bands because I love bands that have a meaning.
Yeah.
Behind what they're doing, not just, you know,
it's not just party.
It's not just, you know, baby making and cheating and heartbreak. There's
nothing wrong with those things. And alcohol. It's all human.
So I love it. It's normal, but, you know, we got to change it up a little bit. And I think that we need more bands like you guys out there to really talk about it because nobody wants to talk about that stuff anymore, you know?
People would kind of like rather that pretend and act like it didn't exist.
Exactly.
Because nobody enjoys talking about it.
Really. Well, if you make someone aware, then you can't be ignorant anymore. I mean, you can choose to ignore it. That's the whole thing. So if it's aware, you're there. Now you got to deal with it.
You guys should have like a little tagline on like underneath like your logo that says, you know, to educate. To educate people.
Yeah, you know what, man? That's not a bad idea. Something along those lines.
Yeah.
That's better because we have batteries not included right now. That's just not working.
I love it. You guys are extremely energetic too. Does your energy translate over to or transition over to your live shows?
Yeah, it does.
How are those?
This guy has a really strict workout regimen.
What?
Well, to be a vocalist and to put on a show, you know, playing guitar at the same time and to be entertaining rather than just like looking stiff because the lyrics are so constant in our songs. I'm trying to put on a show a little bit, you know, so I looked up what are some of the, you know, aerobic routines of top guys like M Shadows from Avenged Sevenfold. You know what I mean? That guy's ripped. Bon Jovi, more classic. James Hetfield. All these guys have like sick, ridiculous cardio routines, and it's because I mean they're obviously doing much longer sets than we are right now. But still, you want to be able to perform every minute of your show at the top level, not start strong and then end shitty or poorly. You know, so that's kind of what I'm trying to step up my game for.
Yeah.
Are you ever scared that you're going to get too into it and mess up
never
the song or
Never
happens.
Break
never
every
will.
String in one stroke.
You know what? That's funny that you say that because it's me personally. I almost take it like that's a sign of where I'm almost losing my focus a little bit. You know. But it's not necessarily a bad thing because it's like, oh, I made this mistake because like you said, oh, maybe I'm getting too into this right now. But hey, even though I missed a note or I didn't sing this right, it looks probably awesome. You know, the crowd's getting into it even that much more and they didn't even notice, you know, the mistake or whatever. So it's, you know, it's like a give and take kind of a situation.
Tell us more about the song we're about to hear from. Is this your last album? Very, very last album.
This is Meridians, and this is off the Etches in Aether album.
Awesome, and that's available for download also on iTunes.
Oh, iTunes,
it is, sure is.
You can find our live shows too. We play it. It's awesome.
All right, let's hear that up next. You guys are listening to Vi Jester on In Transit Radio. We'll be back. We'll be right back.
And we're back. You guys are listening to In Transit Radio live at the Adrenaline Radio Station over in Whittier, California. Sitting in the station live with Vigester. I'm very excited. That last song, though, was not Meridians.
No.
Like we expected to.
I was a little different.
I was like, oh!
What? I was wondering what that was.
But this last song is called Saints.
Yeah, that was Saint.
Oh,
yeah.
Saint.
That's the first track off of our new album.
Great. And how'd you guys compose that song?
Actually, quickly compared to a lot of our older songs.
Yeah.
It was the last song we recorded on the album, and it kind of came together quickly because I think we were just kind of in that mind frame of we kind of knew the steps it took, and we were familiar with it because it was the fifth song that we recorded, and we were on a roll.
Yeah, we recorded at this place called Pinnacle College in Alhambra. They gave us an opportunity to track for free. So, I mean, that album wasn't free. We went and we mixed it, and then we also added some vocals on top of that. But we tracked all the music for free at this place because, you know, we know a guy who works there, and he hooked it up. So at that point, we had been working with them for a couple of months, and we already had four tracks down. They called us up, and they said, hey, we got another opportunity for you guys to come in and do a song. You guys got any material? And we were like, yeah, but we didn't actually have any material. So I was like, oh, man. I just kind of just stuck to my roots because for this album, we were trying to be different and we were trying to stand out, really kind of create our new sound. And for this song, I was just like, man, I don't have time to think about all that. I just need to let it fly. So that's what Cliff and I did. You know what I mean? I wrote a couple of riffs. Cliff threw down his you know, craziness. We added some sick bass lines and effects. This one has a lot of really cool effects. And it came out to be one of our best songs on the album, actually.
I was going
to
say, it sounds really layered. It sounds really...
Yeah,
really composed and put together. You guys did a really good job with that song.
It's heavenly and hellish. Because, you know, I'm not a saint.
Exactly.
And tell us about this next song, Meridians.
Meridians is a song that we kind of revamped for that, you know, this album right here during those Pinnacle sessions. And it used to be kind of like a more chill, kind of laid-back vibe during the verses, and I was like, nah, that ain't gonna cut it. Cliff added this sick driving, like, more rock feel during the verses. We restructured it, and it came out sounding, like, way better than it used to. I know that we have some old fans who knew the song from when we used to play it live, and they were kind of like, I don't know, like, they're on the fence, like, it used to be better.
I don't know about this new stuff.
But, I mean, we are completely surprised by the feedback that we've gotten from our fans from this new track, because we put up a poll on our website. I was like, all right, well, what's your favorite song? You know, what's your favorite song from the new album? We thought, hands down, no question, it was going to be either Saint or this other track, Hollow Graffiti. And out of nowhere, Meridians was like at least twice as many votes as everything else. We were like, wow, you know. So we got lucky in the arrangement and the revamping, you know.
Yeah, man.
It sounds like you surprise yourself sometimes when you go into the station or the studio and you guys compose or put together a song. Has it been like that with your fans since day one, where you're like, all right, you know what, this song is going to be number one for sure, but it turns out actually that it, like, another song's popular with your fan base?
Well, actually, this was the first time that happened.
This was the very first?
Yeah, on the first album, I think we all kind of knew that the song that's considered the best by us and by the fans was Manifest, that was the best. And this one, like you said, we thought it was going to be a different one, and it ended up being Meridians. But, I mean, that's actually the song we worked on the longest, because we brought it back from back in the day.
It's true. Yeah, it's a good point. I didn't think of it that way.
Familiar, but refreshing.
It's exactly
back the old.
That's exactly right. And we're actually shooting the music video for it with our buddy Brian Cox from Digital Iris Productions. He shot the music video for a song called Players of Paradox from our last album, and that was out in the Salton Sea. I think we're going to go to Joshua Tree for this new album, and I'm really stoked, man. I can't wait. This is going to be like, hopefully it's going
to
be big for us.
We got a lot of preparation to get that one ready for the visuals, things that we want happening.
Right now we're storyboarding, trying to make everything to kind of feel out right with the theme of the lyrics. It's gonna be fun.
I think we discussed renting a goat. I'm not sure, but
well, there's gonna be goats.
Yeah, we're gonna produce feta cheese, you know.
We gotta do what we gotta do. Barrel time. Guys, man.
Do you guys have a specific amount of time where you just sit down and you compose, and then you go in and record, and then you guys just go off and tour for a little bit, or you kind of compose one song and present it at like a next show and see how it works, kind of to like test the waters a little bit?
We're actually right at the cusp of that moment now. We're just finishing up the first handful of our shows since the release of this new album, and it's writing mode. Me and Jaime are gonna get cracking.
Yeah.
And then, you know, shoot all the ideas that we have over to Cliff to add drums. Cliff is already on his own just writing songs like crazy, so we got catching up to do from that standpoint.
Yeah, lots of coffee, cake, just on that grind.
Yeah.
We're going to release our first full-length hopefully by the beginning of next year.
Yeah.
So we're already releasing a new album, even though we just came out with this one. We're really excited to keep pushing the envelope and see where it takes us.
I mean, schedule's one thing, but I mean, hey, if we wake up in the middle of the night, it's 3 a.m., you're like, I got to write this down! And you write something down, we bring it up, and everybody likes it, man. We'll keep building on it, so don't be surprised if we surprise ourselves again. Just keep an ear.
Ideas always come at the most inconvenient times.
Right, showering.
Somewhere where you can't record it.
Sleeping. A restroom.
Mostly when I'm shampooing my hair.
Shampooing. Yeah, that's Hyman has no hair.
Yeah. Shampooing is stubble.
All his hair is on his chin.
Well, yeah, it's a migration south. It happened. It's genetics.
Great. How is the best way fans can keep up to date with you guys?
It would probably have to be either Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Like, we're always updating those. I mean, we're on even YouTube. We're always updating. But even just if you put our name in the internet, like,
Google it.
At least 100 things will pop up where you can look us up.
Yeah, so all that social media stuff / Vigester.
We update a lot of it. We're on the majors. You know?
Or, you know, just straight up, Vigester.com.
Some up. There are some people that are also doing, like, fans that are just making collages, pictures, videos. I mean, you'll find a lot of fan stuff up there, too, so just keep an eye. It's not always coming from us, so we appreciate people, you know, being passionate about us. It's good. Thank you. You guys deserve
it. This is great stuff.
Thanks a lot, man.
You guys have a show coming up? Want to throw that out there?
Yeah, we're playing actually a film festival at Cal State LA that we just got offered on May 29th. Coincidentally, it's our second CSU festival type show in a month.
Yeah, we just finished playing
Cal State San Bernardino. That was pretty fun.
Little arts and music festival there. So now we're going to head over to CSU LA, and that's on May 29th, a Friday. So
so get there.
Oh my
fans
gosh,
and
I'm
friends,
going.
Hit us up. Come with us.
I'm going to be there.
Rock that joint.
I'm going to see you guys.
And then we're playing on June 12th. It's a Friday in Hermosa Beach at Susie's Bar and Grill.
Awesome. I want to thank you guys so much for coming by.
Yeah.
Being on In Transit Radio. You guys were fantastic.
Yeah, boy.
And
thanks, man.
Again, it's a dream come true for me.
Oh, really?
I was waiting for this day the whole month.
Appreciate it.
Electric Parlor and Vigester. I think we had a great lineup today.
This is fun.
Thank you guys so much for making the show. Hopefully you guys are back. Hopefully you guys can come back and promote some more stuff. And again, we're live, you guys, every Wednesday in Transit Radio, your number one source for underground talent.
Yeah.
Including filmmakers, musicians, bands, and more. Here is Vigester's song, Meridians.
Thank you, Raymond.
Thank you, guys.